You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience right here. What's up, Trey? What's going on, buddy?
What's good, man? What's good? It's been a crazy weekend, but we got to get back into the grind. It's waiver wire time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You already know. Yeah, them injuries stacked up this week. I know some of our friends over here are hurting, so I figured it's time to get into the waiver wire. That is right. What's on the wire? Let's talk about some quarterback waiver wire ads. Get it started here. My first quarterback waiver wire ad is Taylor Heinicke. Completed 20 of 33 passes, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. He threw 1 pick. But, I mean, the first half he looked terrible. He started to pick it up a little bit in the second half. I think if you're struggling for quarterbacks, especially in your two quarterback leagues, I think Taylor Heinicke could help you, you know, just maintain for a little while. Wentz is going to be out for 3-4 weeks, so you know at least he'll be there for that. Jahan Dotson's coming back, and that kid can run some routes, and I'm excited to see what Heinicke, Jahan, all them guys over there can do.
Yeah, I like that pick a lot. You know, I mean, he beat the Packers, so, you know, I mean, he's got to be decent. I mean, maybe. I mean, depends on how the Packers really, you know, I still don't know who the Packers really are this year. But, hey, Heinicke did his thing, and he put up some points. I like it. I like the pick.
Absolutely.
Moving on to my first waiver wire quarterback pick this week, I got P.J. Walker. And I know you're saying fourth string quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. And I'm like, dude went 16 for 22, 177 yards, and 2 touchdowns, which isn't the greatest, but it's not bad. And it was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. So, you know, he's putting up them numbers. They got the dub. The coach says that Walker's the QB regardless of Darnold or Mayfield's status. So, they're not replacing him. He's the dude for going forward from now on. I think it's mostly, you know, a good pickup for two quarterback leagues. I think in single quarterback leagues, you could probably find a little bit somebody better out there. But P.J. Walker, man.
Yeah. The coach says that P.J. Walker has earned it. But will he maintain it? I guess that's something we're going to find out. If you're in need, P.J. Walker.
No doubt.
Let's go to the next guy. I've got Justin Fields. Has it come to this? Has it come to Justin Fields being on this list? He threw 21 passes, completed 13 of them. 179 yards, 1 touchdown. He's only had 1 game over 200 yards. I know I'm supposed to be talking good about him, but it's so hard to do. He did pick up another 82 yards rushing, but the points, the fantasy points have not looked terrible with this guy. And this is his third week consistently producing. I think if you need somebody, Justin Fields is obviously out there on the wire. I think he could help your team out.
Yeah, man, I like that a lot. And, you know, like we say with quarterbacks, man, it doesn't matter how good the team is. If they got the legwork, they put up the points. And 82 rushing yards, that's what you want out of your quarterback for fantasy.
100%. 100%.
Moving on to my last waiver wire quarterback ad, I got Andy Dalton, the double pick six. Let me get into it. He went 30 for 47, 361 yards and 4 touchdowns. You know, this team is not named a starting running back or quarterback for week 8 yet. You know, it's Winston is active, but he was active at the last game. And the coach come out and said it's really hard to go, you know, out on a win like that. And even though he did throw 2 pick sixes, he remains the favorite right now, according to the coach. So I think he's going to start. And if he does, if he keeps putting up 360 yards a game and 4 touchdowns, I mean, that's fantasy king.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if he does start, which I think they're going to start him. I mean, he looked good at times. I like Andy Dalton. Those 2 pick sixes were right in a row. That was scary, but I don't hate Andy Dalton as an ad.
3 interceptions in 15 minutes.
Let's go. Flexing on waiver ads. Captain Bandy. Yes, sir. Commissioner Cooper over there at TSS Fantasy. I got a segment over there. Go check out your boy at TSS Fantasy, man. Good stuff going on there. I would call that one of the funnest fantasy football podcasts I've ever seen. Check them out. So that's our quarterback ads. Let's go ahead and move on to the running backs. Michael Carter, right? I mean, it seems so obvious. But then James Robinson comes into the mix and things start to get a little fishy, right? After Breece Hall went out, I mean, he got 74 yards on the ground. Honestly, I was a lot happier with this pick before the J-Rob trade. But, you know, with Breece Hall in there, Carter was still doing stuff. He was still moving around. So, I mean, I think he's worth an ad. I think he's worth a pickup, especially if you need help there. I mean, at least for next week, for sure, he's probably going to be, you know, running over there because I believe J-Rob's hurt. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that completely, especially for this upcoming week. And I think even, you know, Michael Carter, he's owned in quite a bit of leagues, but when the signing of James Robinson, I'm sure people dropped him before they even got to see what happened. And Michael Carter knows that offense. James Robinson doesn't. Who's to say he doesn't come in there and struggle with figuring out their offense? It's a whole nother scheme. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I believe he's only been on the Jaguars, right? James Robinson hasn't been on any other team.
No.
So, I mean, it's a whole new world. And Michael Carter could just be the man going forward, and they have James Robinson backing him up. So don't, you know, take a risk.
Good point. Great point. And real quick, before we move on, and we've got a question from Sheesh. She says, at running back, I have Fournette, Cook, Pierce, Walker, Etienne, but I have Rodgers at quarterback in a 12-man PPR. Who should I give up for a better quarterback?
I would say do not let go of Pierce or Walker or Etienne. I would keep all 3 of them dudes. And I would work on something with Fournette or Cook. In my opinion, I'd say Cook more than anything, but I would keep those last 3 with, like, for anything.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think the upside with Fournette is a lot better than the upside with Cook. Cook just hasn't looked quite like himself. It seems like Kirk Cousins and them are wanting to throw the ball more. So my answer is Cook. And I'm pretty sure you could get a good lot for him.
And also with Fournette, you know, Cook's coming off a bye week. So people, you know, they kind of just, for some reason, when somebody comes off a bye week, all you remember is their history and their name. And people think, oh, Cook's always been good. But Fournette's coming off a rough week. And I think it'll be hard to get the value out of him that you're going to want with the week that he had.
Absolutely. Good point, Trey. Next on the running back list, who do you got, Trey?
I got Deonta Foreman. Okay, now I know what you're saying. You see Chuba up there, but these guys, they had a pretty decent split. You know, he went for 118 yards on 15 carries. He had 2 receptions for 27 more yards through the air. I mean, it looked like a solid split backfield, and I think both of these guys, I do believe that Chuba Hubbard is going to be the one going forward, but that doesn't mean Deonta Foreman's not going to get work, and work's what you want in fantasy, you know what I mean? And it's hard to find running back. You know, your running back gets hurt. This dude's putting up points.
Yeah, no, yeah, it hurts me to sit here and talk about these great waiver wire ads after they destroyed my Tampa Bay Buccaneers with that impossible to run on running defense. But yeah, Deonta Foreman looked good, man. He looked really good, busting off huge runs there. Grab him up, absolutely. And she says, thanks for the input, fellas. Anytime, buddy, anytime. Didn't Hubbard get injured as well? We're about to get to that right now with our next running back waiver wire ad. I've got Chuba Hubbard. Now, yes, he did get an ankle injury, okay, but it's not serious, and he's going to be fine. They said he could have even came back in the game if they really needed him to. So just so you know, that's something to think about. He ran 63 yards. He got a touchdown, got the start. I think he's a great pickup here. He looked great.
Yeah, I like Chubb a lot. Like I said, I mean, that pretty much validates everything I just said. You know, these two guys both, I think, are going to get work, and put them on your team, because finding a running back that's going to get some work, and if one of them goes down, you know, the sky's the limit for the other guy. So, yeah, take a chance.
Yep.
My last waiver wire ad this week at running back is Nyheim Hines, baby, coming off that concussion. He had 5 catches for 41 yards in this game this weekend. You know, we'll have to see how this offense changes without Matt Ryan. But a pass catching back with insurance behind him on a run first team. And Jonathan Taylor constantly is getting hurt, you know, and he's got that high ankle sprain that could act up at any moment. He's worth the stash for sure. If not, you know, a start for that PPR.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Nyheim Hines, I think, is a great add. The Sam Ehlinger, the quarterback coming in for the Colts, supposedly the starter for the rest of the year. I think he's going to use Hines. Smart quarterback would. Hines coming open right there in the field, and I think that's a great add.
Yeah, and Sam Ehlinger, I seen that he's like a running quarterback, but have you seen a picture of him? The dude looks like a child.
Yeah.
I was like, did they just grab this dude off a high school football team? Like, what are they doing? Which, you know, maybe he comes in and outperforms Matt Ryan. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Guys, you got a question for us? Go ahead and hit it in the comments. We will answer it for you. Don't forget to like this video if you're on YouTube. If you're watching over on Facebook, jump over to YouTube and hit that like button for us. Subscribe to the channel. Put on the notification bell, all that good stuff. You can check all our stuff out. But real quick, before we get into the wide receivers, let's get a quick message from our sponsor. Support for 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. That's right, guys. Manscaped.com. Trey over there hitting that beat, liking it. Check out Manscaped, guys. They got great stuff. Use our promo code. It's right there at the top of the screen. Right there. Right there at the top of the screen. Get that code. Get 20% off. But let's go ahead and move on to our wide receivers.
Let's do it.
First on my list is Jahan Dotson, the rookie wide receiver out of Washington, who made Carson Wentz look better than average. I really like this kid. He's got great hands, crisp routes, great wide receiver to add. You guys want to go pick this guy up? He should be coming off an injury, and I'm telling you, he looked good when he was there. If he can stay healthy, he's going to continue to produce for you.
Yeah, man, he looked really good when he was out there on the field. He was that deep guy, you know, get them beautiful bombs. If Heineke can produce that to him, he'll put up the same work. And, I mean, I feel like he's only going to get better. You know, just hopefully this injury doesn't affect him and he gets right back into the role of being one of the best rookies we got this year. Moving on to my first pick, I've got Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Yes, sir. He went 3 for 4 and 111 yards. Okay, he has had a couple of great games besides the Buffalo game where he didn't get a single catch, but you know Buffalo's defense. He's really emerged as the wide receiver 2, maybe even the 1.5 on his team. They're on a bye this week, so you could possibly wait, but I wonder if he'll still be there after a week just because of the amount of work that he put. And secret here for you, his fantasy football playoff lineup, he's got Cincinnati, Denver, and Houston. That seems like a great lineup for a playoff run, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. MVS scares me a little bit because I've been fooled by him before, but I'm willing to check it out. We got Albert popping in. Sup, fellas? Albert,
hey,
bro. There he is. Thank you, man, for always popping in, man. Loyalty, bro. Loyalty, loyalty. We got a question real quick, Trey. Big Grump says, should I do this trade? AJ Brown, Pierce, Stevenson for Kelce and Evans.
So immediately off the rip, my opinion is going to be no. It really depends on what your tight end situation looks like. But I mean, even then it's kind of tough because AJ Brown is doing good. Pierce, I think, is a league winner. And Stevenson, I really think that dude, you know, even with Harris back and everything like that, Stevenson's still a monster running back. Kelce and Evans, you know, I like both of those. I think it's a tough choice, but I really think that the AJ Brown Pierce side wins it for me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that 100%. I like it. I like Pierce a lot. Stevenson is magic with the ball in his hand. I think the Patriots are starting to figure that out. Flexing on my waiver ads. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Facebook user, I'm sure I know you, but, you know, if you pick up Justin Fields, you got ghosted. Yeah, you did. But, I mean, he's doing something, a little bit something. Why Paris Campbell over Alec Pierce? We'll get into that here in just a minute, J. Jim. It's only because my other RBs are ETN and Mixon. Talking about before, you know, big grumps.
Yeah. That does help quite a bit, honestly. I mean, getting Kelce is obviously a great thing for fantasy because where the tight end situation is, he's the only one that is consistently producing every week. I mean, Mark Andrews is wishy-washy even. Kittle's been stepping it up, but, you know, he hadn't been consistent in the beginning of the year, so it's great to have the best tight end out there. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know, Evans, it's hard with what's going on in Tampa Bay. That's one of the biggest factors there. I think you hold on to the undefeated team with AJ Brown and Pierce.
Yep, I agree. Justin, J. Jim says Justin Fields would be a solid player if he didn't have to run for his life every 5 minutes. No.
Hey, running for his life will get fantasy points, baby.
Right? And Big Grump says, all right, thanks, fellas. Yes, sir, Big Grumps. Come back anytime, buddy. But let's go on to my next wide receiver waiver wire ad. I've got Mac Hollins. 3 targets, 44 yards, 1 touchdown. He's not going to go crazy for you every week with the inconsistencies of Derek Carr and the Raiders over there. But when he does get the ball in his hands, he does a lot with it. A great deep ball threat. In your deeper leagues, I think Mac Hollins could help you. 14-man leagues, you know, 16 even. There's some big ones out there. Check out Mac Hollins if you're looking for a stretch. Somebody out there that's probably going a little unnoticed.
Yeah, I like Mac Hollins a lot. And, you know, with Waller out, I think he got some more of that work. And if Waller stays out, then he's going to continue to get more of that work. But he even has been getting some good targets with Waller in. And I like this dude. I mean, he hasn't done nothing too crazy. But when you watch him on the field, you know, he really does his thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Moving on to my last waiver wire ad this week, I got Paris Campbell. All right, now, I know you're saying, why Paris Campbell over Alec Pierce? Well, Alec Pierce didn't do a whole lot this week, and originally, since the beginning of the year, Paris Campbell was above Alec Pierce in the depth chart. This dude went 10 for 70, had 10 receptions. He had 12 targets, 10 receptions. That's a lot for 70 yards and 1 touchdown. He had 27% of the target share, and he has scored in back-to-back weeks. That's what you want out of your fantasy football wide receivers. I mean, 10 receptions and a touchdown, that's all you can ask for out of your wide receivers. We'll have to see how he pairs with Sam Ehlinger and everything like that. You know, it's kind of iffy, you know, with these quarterback swaps and everything like that. But sometimes you just got to go with it. And the team's finally using him. I mean, this dude passes the eye test. Paris Campbell, I've been on him since the beginning, and he's finally stepping it up, so that's why I'm going with him.
Yeah, and we're not saying Alec Pierce isn't a viable option. He most definitely is. I love Alec Pierce. But we're just saying also, you know, Alec Pierce is probably taken in most of your leagues, so check out Paris Campbell. And to note, we also had Alec Pierce on the waiver wire list last week. So
right.
Just so you know. JGM says, would you take Campbell over Jerry Jeudy? I got both on the waiver wire, and I know I can't get both.
Whew. You know, and this is really crazy that this is a tough question, but the freaking offense for the Denver Broncos, man, I mean, it's like, I mean, it's terrible. The only thing is, you know, the not knowing with Sam Ehlinger is what, you know, if I knew that Sam Ehlinger was going to be a solid quarterback for the team, mm-hmm. I would take Paris Campbell over Jerry Jeudy. But it's hard. I mean, in just right now with everything in this exact moment, I would barely take Jerry Jeudy over Paris Campbell, but I would just because of the consistency over the history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. But I think Sam Ehlinger is going to come out swinging. Just that feeling I get, man. I just got a feeling they have a reason they're benching Matt Ryan other than his bad quarterback play. They see something in Sam Ehlinger, and I hope we can see it.
No doubt.
But let's move on to our top tight end waiver wire ads. First on the list, he's been on the list a couple times here, but I've got Bobby Tonyan. On there, 3 catches, 32 yards. He really didn't produce great for us. He's a good streaming option for those bye weeks. Honestly, if you don't have any of the elite tight ends, I think we say this every week, they're probably not producing amazing for you. I will say this, Aaron Rodgers needs to figure out where Bob Tonyan is and throw that man the ball.
I like that a lot, yeah. And it seems like when Aaron Rodgers starts feeling the pressure, he starts going to Tonyan. And people have been putting pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, moving on to my first tight end waiver wire ad. I got Juwan Johnson, the tight end 2 on his team. But, you know, the other dude's like a quarterback and a running back and some other stuff. So this dude enters Monday night. Going into Monday night, he entered in as tight end 2, ended up tight end 2 on the week in fantasy scoring. I mean, he's got 10% of the target share, but, you know, there's so many injuries in New Orleans with the wide receivers and everything like that. They're having to give it to somebody. And plus, his matchups for the next couple weeks are the Raiders and the Ravens. Raiders are 24th and the Ravens are 21st outside of the top 20 against tight ends. Ooh. I mean,
juicy.
It seems like a good matchup. I'm not saying it's just the greatest thing, but like I said, it's hard to find a tight end. And this dude's getting touchdowns. He's getting points. And with all those wide receivers out, he's worth the shot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Would you take him over Taysom Hill, though?
No, just because of the versatility of Taysom Hill and they have him in throwing touchdowns. You know what I mean? If your tight end can throw a touchdown, then I'm taking him over a tight end, too, on the same team.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that one, buddy. But let's keep it rolling. Let's go to my next tight end waiver wire ad. I've got Cade Otton. Now, I know I've caught a lot of crap for this one, Cade Otton, but Tom Brady is starting to trust this kid. Last week, he had 4 catches for 64 yards. When the Bucs offense starts to get going, and it will, I promise you it will, I think Cade Otton is going to, he's giving off Gronk vibes, you know what I mean? Like he's starting to be that guy when Tom Brady needs somebody, and I hope we can continue to see that. And if we do, you're going to be happy that you listen to me.
Yeah, I like that a lot, you know, and with how rough that game went and he still got the value that he needed, just think if they're in a game where they're in a positive game script.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad this week. We talked about him last week a little bit. It's Austin Hooper. I mean, this dude come in, you know, he got 3 receptions for 56 yards, but he made the catch of the game to get him the field goal range to win. You know, and it was like a beautiful catch and everybody was just going nuts over it. You know, they're slowly bringing him more and more into the offense and, you know, Bobby Trees, you know, he's good, but he's not just like a Davante Adams where you just hyper target him. Somebody's got to catch the ball here. And I like the way this Tennessee, they're slowly progressing on this offense over here. And I think Austin Hooper's worth a shot, even with Tannehill, you know, not being the greatest. Also, they're playing Houston this week. It should be an easy matchup for Tennessee and an easy matchup for a tight end.
Yeah, I like that. I like Austin Hooper. They brought him over there for a reason. Hopefully, you know, they can use him for that reason. Bad quarterback play hopefully helps him out in the coming weeks. JJM says, also it helps that almost everyone on Tampa Bay is injured right now. I got a feeling they will lose the next game and might pick up after resting for a week. Yeah, that Ravens D has definitely picked it up. I'm a little worried, honestly, as a Tampa Bay fan, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So let's get to the fun part, guys. We got top defense and kicker waiver wire ads. First on my list is the Arizona Cardinals. Next matchups, we've got Minnesota. We've got Seattle. That one's juicy. We got the Rams. The Cardinals are starting to play good football. I'm enjoying watching them on the field. Seems like they're starting to figure each other out. And I think, you know, they'd be a good defense add there.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I mean, the Cardinals, you know, last year they were great in the beginning and then died off. Now it seems like they were terrible and they're kind of on the upside. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I think Cardinals are a great pick.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to my top defense of the week, we got the Tennessee Titans. Just like I said, you know, they put a hurting on the Colts so bad that they benched Matt Ryan. They're playing Houston this week. Tennessee Titans defense has always been good, but they really showed out last week. I think they're a great start this week. And they got, you know, Kansas City, that's going to be kind of a tough one. But I still think they put a hurting on them. But then Denver after that, which I think is super juicy for the Titans, especially if Russell Wilson's back.
Yeah, that Titan D is scary. I like to pick Tennessee Titans defense. I think they're going to do big things. Next matchup is Houston. So Houston, we have a problem. we got a question from Antonio Lopez. Kyler, Lamar, or Herbert? Rest of the season, Trey, who you got?
Well, my first initial thing is Herbert's dead last in that order. I mean, it's tough to say that, but I mean, it just hasn't been the best with Herbert. I mean, he's got like one of the lowest yards per passing rate like out there right now. It's like 27th or something like that in depth of target. But out of Kyler and Lamar, personally, I'm going Lamar. Just because of, you know, his legs and the way that they run that offense over there. They run that offense through him. And Kyler, they try not to run that offense through him. Now, towards the end, they realize that they have to run the offense through him, and he does what he does to get the job done. But I like Lamar because that entire Ravens are based around Lamar Jackson, and that's what I want for my fantasy team.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Lamar's the guy, number one. Then Kyler. What happened to Justin Herbert, man? He was like the man on fantasy draft boards. I mean, second quarterback off the board, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What happened to you, buddy? But Lamar is, yeah, he is. And Lamar is your pick, Antonio. JJM says, I'm starting Kyler, and I hate him. Always scares me half to death. Gets 5 points in total for the first three quarters, then quickly actually plays well. I know, man. I know. But, hey, in the end, all that matters is the end points. It don't matter.
I think I figured out that this is what happens with the Cardinals. Kyler decides to run his coach's offense for three quarters. And in the fourth quarter, he says, fuck your offense. I'm going to win this game. And then he puts up fantasy points.
Yeah. He was yelling at Clint Kingsbury the other day on the sidelines, man. He's crazy over there. But let's throw a couple kickers out there. I got Greg Zuerlein. He's been good. You know, I think Zach Wilson is just good enough to get them into field goal range. So throw Greg Zuerlein out there as a kicker to add.
I like that a lot. I got on my kicker this week is Tyler Bass. The Buffalo Bills were on a bye last week. Most people don't hold kickers through the bye unless you're like a Daniel Carlson this year. On this high-powered offense like the Bills have, I mean, that's where the kicker you want. You know what I mean? Tyler Bass, grab him up.
Yeah, he's there. He's there. Somebody let him go. Somebody's trying to get him back. Snag him first.
Right.
That's been our waiver wire ads, but let's get to some Trade That Dude. Trey, what do you say, buddy?
Before we jump into Trade That Dude, I just want to throw out there a couple deep league, you know, shots. DeAndre Carter for the Chargers. just because of Mike Williams being injured and you know, Keenan Allen still hasn't, you know, really shown that he's back yet. Mm-hmm. Jamichael Hasty, insurance for ETN, you know, in some of those deeper leagues. And Sam Ellinger, take a shot.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to take a shot on Sam Ellinger. I like that. But yeah, let's get into trade that dude. Trade that dude. Let's get into it. Well, first off, JJM's got another question. Real quick, before we get into trade that dude, what do you think will happen to the Arizona running backs?
Man, it's tough what's going on over there. But I think, you know, I mean, Eno played good this week. He was really putting up some points for fantasy. I'd be surprised if they don't, you know, I don't know, man. It's tough over there. Like, what do you think about it?
Honestly, I think this is a great question for this moment because I actually have James Conner in my trade four. So that works out for us. I think James Conner in a week or two, James Conner is going to be viable again, getting back in there. I think right now people are just like, Conner's not that guy. Go ahead and get Conner, man. I bet you could get him for cheap right now. So that actually, I think he's going to do good when he gets back.
Yeah, man, hopefully he steps it up, you know, and you know, because he's had kind of a rough start to the season, but, you know, he's shown a lot last year, and at the beginning of this year, he's shown a little bit, but, you know, hopefully this injury doesn't affect him, and he can come back, and they really use him to his full potential.
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you got for us, Trey?
So trade that dude. The first thing I want to talk about is the Cincinnati Bengals. Go get every player on the Cincinnati Bengals, okay? Because they're doing the same thing that happened last year. Joe Burrow, they're finally letting him do his thing. He's sitting back, shotgun. He's ready to go. He's throwing deep. He's giving all these receivers all the points they need. This is the team you want fantasy players on. If that continues to happen, they're going to do the same thing they did and just win out. And that's what you want for your fantasy team.
Hey, Joe Burrow at quarterback, baby. I ain't mad at it at all. Got that Joe Burrow, T. Higgins stack.
There you go.
I just want to see it work, you know. Let's see. D-Hop is back. Maybe you could get D-Hop. Maybe you could trade for him. You know, he was decent last game. He got a ton of targets, full PPR. He's obviously going to be good. But maybe somebody's willing to let go of him. You know, maybe last week or the week before was the time to really get D-Hop. But maybe you could still get him.
I like that a lot. D-Hop, you know, he really did his thing. And it's, I mean, you know, he's the man over there. And that's the guy that they want to give the ball. I've tried to go out and get him. Nobody's coming off of him. But if you can do it, go for it. a trade that dude that I got for you here, James Robinson. Go get him now. You shouldn't have to pay a lot for him. He hasn't done a whole lot. You know, I mean, I know the hype over him going to the Jets, but still, you know, there's still so much wonder and what's going to happen that you can get him early. If you get him now, you can get a good value. If he gets to the Jets, he plays one game and goes crazy, you're not going to be able to get him for what the value that you need to. So go get James Robinson right now for cheap.
Also, he's going to the Jets. I mean, he came from the Jaguars, but he is going to the Jets. Maybe that'll help you get him for cheap, you know? A couple more I've got. I'm going to just call them a package deal. James Cook and Rashad White, pass catching backs for Buffalo and Tampa. I mean, these guys, I think, are going to mold into the offense. We've already seen it a lot with Rashad White. James Cook, it's going a little slower, but I think it's going to get where it needs to be. Singletary, he's had more carries than a lot of running backs out there, and it has done nothing with it. So they're going to find a way to get James Cook into that offense. And Rashad White, they're already working him in. So go get those guys. They might even be on the wire. So grab them up.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. My last trade that dude this week is basically, you know, I was just talking down on Herbert. But, I mean, somebody's got to catch the ball over there. And I'm praying that he steps it up. Go get Josh Palmer. You know, Williams is out and for a couple weeks. Josh Palmer's coming off of a concussion, but it looks like he's going to be able to play. Mm-hmm. Go trade for him. You ain't got to pay nothing for Josh Palmer. And Keenan Allen, you know, it's, I mean, fantasy managers that have had Keenan Allen, they've held him for so many weeks, they're probably exhausted of holding on to Keenan Allen. And he didn't do a whole lot. He was on a pitch count this week. Go out and shoot some trades for him, you know, like a medium trade. I think if somebody gets fed up and they're just tired of dealing with it, because they probably started him thinking he was coming back, not realizing he was on a pitch count, and they're probably ready to get rid of him. So I think you could pull it off. And, you know, I heard something, you know, in deeper leagues, just go get a couple of these other Charger receivers that are out there, because if Josh Palmer's not back, somebody's got to fill that role. I'm going to tell you a name of a Chargers receiver that's out there. Michael Bandy.
Hey, no relation. I actually sent that guy a message on Twitter saying, hey, represent the Bandy name out there, buddy.
There you go.
But before we move on to our Thursday night starts and sets, I got a question from somebody I met in a group here. He says, just subscribe to your channel. This is from Christopher, by the way. Christopher, just subscribe to your channel. Should I trade D-Hop for Leonard Fournette and Hayden Hurst? Kelsey is on a bye week for me. Also, I received Keenan Allen and James Conner. Let's take a look at his lineup here. He sent me a picture of his lineup, too. Take a look at it. He's got Chubb and Hunt in his running back slots here. So basically, should he get rid of D-Hop to pick up Fournette and Hayden Hurst? His tight end's Kelsey, so he'll have at least a tight end to throw in there that's been okay. But let's take a look at his bench down here, huh? He's got Taylor. He's got Taylor over there on IR. I see that. I would do it, I think.
Yeah, man, it's tough. You know, it took me a minute, too, when I was looking at his team and I seen that he had Jonathan Taylor. And it's probably just still on that IR spot from this past week from whenever he come back. But, you know, with the way his running backs are set, I definitely don't like having Chubb and Hunt in there together. But you put Jonathan Taylor in that Hunt spot and you're pretty set. But and this is now that I'm seeing it, I remember Isaiah McKenzie at wide receiver. If you put as flex, if you put Fournette at that flex position, I mean, having Fournette, Chubb, and Taylor, that's a week winning team. I mean, especially with Mahomes at quarterback, I don't care who your wide receivers are, and you got Sutton and Smith-Schuster, who are just going to be fine to carry you through. So I like the trade.
Yeah, me too, man, me too. But yeah, he could take Hunt out. He could take Hunt out. He could throw JT up there and still be rocking with the Kelsey there. Put D-Hop up there in the wide receiver slot. Throw, I don't know, Juju or Sutton in his flex. And that's if he didn't make the trade. But I like Fournette this year a lot. And he has his games where he doesn't do much. But when he goes off, he goes off. So, yeah.
Can't forget about Hayden Hurst, baby. My dude.
So you're for this trade, Trey?
Yeah, I like the trade a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the trade. And JJM says this is a stacked team. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. No lie at all. You got anything else for Trade That Dude, Trey?
Not anything else for Trade That Dude, but I did want to throw a gag bag out there. J.K. Dobbins. Put him in the gag bag.
Put him in the gag bag.
This dude, I mean, he was on IR. He came back for, what, a game and a half? He's back on IR. And that also reminds me, I know he's owned in quite a bit of leagues, but just to do a check and see if Gus Edwards is out there, because that dude went off. And, you know, he's rostered in every league I'm in. But if he's not in your league, grab that dude up.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, he'd have been on the waiver wire list if we could get him, but we just assumed that people had already been on that one. But great, that's awesome. It's that time again, Trey. Let's get into some Thursday night football starts and sits. Well, starts and sits this week, we've got the Buccaneers versus the Ravens. Hey, 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 hey.
to Ravens. Over under for this game is 44 points. Now, DraftKings has the Bucs on the spread by 2.5. I've seen other places where they have the Ravens at 2.5, but this is strictly from DraftKings where I got this. This is tough, man. You know, I want to say the Bucs, you know, and Brady comes through and pulls out, but you know, if I'm putting money, I'm putting money on the Ravens.
You hear it here first, Trey. Trey hopes Brady pulls out. I mean, obviously, if you look behind me, you could see that I got the Bucs taking the W on this one. Listen, I've got an issue here with the Buccaneers, and I feel like the Bucs are not playing with the same heart that they usually do, man. And I don't know what's going on over there, but I feel like they need a challenge maybe, and hopefully the Ravens are that challenge to give them. It's going to be interesting, but I just hope it's not a freaking snooze fest like a lot of their games have been lately, because I'm used to that high-flying, no-risk-it, no-biscuit offense, and I'm ready for it to be back. I got the flag flying out and on the garage, man. Raise that flag. Throw that ball.
No doubt. And one thing I will say, though, is what scares me the most is that, you know, coming off that Sunday game and then they turn around and having to play Thursday. You know, that's the biggest thing for me is, like, can they gain the confidence and everything back in just a couple of days?
I sure hope so, buddy. Before we get into the starts and sits of the game, Jimmy Blaze says Jamar Chase and Geno Smith for Keenan Allen and Josh Allen.
I feel like to me that's a snap grab, because Jamar hasn't been perfect. I know I said go get all the Cincinnati players, but he hasn't been perfect this year. He's had some good games recently, and Geno's a monster, but Josh Allen, I mean, that dude is literally a monster. That's Bigfoot walking. And I think Keenan Allen, I think he comes back once they get him off that snap count. I think he's gonna go crazy. Herbert's got his dude back. I would take the Allen squared. Over Jamar Chase and Geno Smith.
Absolutely. Jamar's been having a bunch of good games, but when Josh Allen goes off, you generally win that week. So,
right.
I like rolling with Josh Allen. But let's get into the Buccaneers here. I mean, you can't not start Brady, Godwin, Evans, right? I mean, don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I got all that.
I mean, start him up. What about Rashad White? Do you want to start Rashad White against that Ravens defense?
I struggle with that one. I struggle on the Rashad White. I like Fournette, but I struggle with the Rashad White just because of the Ravens defense specifically.
Who in this offense do you not want to start?
You know, I like everybody. You know, it's scary, but I mean, if I had to call someone out specifically, you it's Brady.
Oh man, it's tough. It's tough to watch him these days. Is it age? Has age finally caught up to Tom Brady?
I don't know, man. But I mean, you know, I think we really will find out Thursday night.
Well, if we didn't find out in that freaking Panthers game, I mean, if he kills it, if he goes out there and kills it, are we like, Brady's back?
We're like, he never left. You know, okay, he just had a rough match. He had so much going on in his head with the divorce and everything. Like, he just had to get that out of the way, get over flustered, you know.
Mm-hmm. And just like that, heard us talking about Brady, so he had to pop in. Patriot Sports Radio. Okay, so I'm sitting on Wilson and Rodgers in a dynasty league. Help, Trey.
Oof. Well, you know, I love my Wilson, but he's on the bench. I'm not starting Wilson in any league. 16 man, 32 man, it don't matter. Russell Wilson, I don't want to put him on the bench. I mean, I want to put him on the roster. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers hasn't been horrible for fantasy. But, you know, take Aaron Rodgers and somebody, you know, maybe even straight across just for name value, go get Geno Smith, Patriot Sports Radio. Go get Geno Smith, baby.
Yeah, couldn't hurt. Check out my boy Chris and Eric over there on Patriot Sports Radio. Good stuff going on over there. Is Jimmy G a decent pickup?
If you're talking about you specifically, I would start Rodgers over Jimmy G. any day of the week, just from consistency and history, man. And it's just, that's just what I would do. But Jimmy G is not a bad pickup. You know, their offense is getting better. They added CMC. This dude, I mean, and Jimmy G is what they call a game time quarterback. He puts up the points. He does what he needs to win. I mean, they're planning on going to the Super Bowl with this dude.
Yeah, I mean, he plays to win. He doesn't play to look good. He doesn't, you know, it's never pretty with Jimmy G, but they somehow manage to win most of the time. Do you think Andrews will come back from doing shit last week? Travis asks.
Yeah, so I'll just jump into some Raven starts with that question. I'm starting Lamar, obviously. Gus Edwards, you're starting that dude up. Devin Duvernay, start that dude up. And Mark Andrews, dude, start him up, okay? Because I have Mark Andrews in my 32-man league. This dude, in that league, it's a tight end premium and everything, but he's put up massive points back-to-back, had one rough week, and then massive points back-to-back, and then one rough week. Like, you just got to, you know, the amount of points you're getting out of Mark Andrews, it's, you just got to start him up. And he's going to put up and show effort, especially because these Thursday night games produce more fantasy points. Like, it's crazy. If you got guys in Thursday night games, they almost always go off.
Mm-hmm. That ain't a lie.
But I'm sitting Rashad Bateman.
Really?
I am, because I, like, you know, Lamar come out and said, you know, he's their number one and all that. And a lot of times, you know, I feel like every time somebody does something like that, those people have horrible games. I don't know what it is, but it's like when somebody comes out and says, this is our dude, it is definitely not their dude. And you know, a lot of people probably have to start Bateman, but I honestly, I'd rather start Duvernay.
let's see. Corduroy says, should I trade Jalen Waddle, Deontay Foreman, Chuba Hubbard for Amon-Ra and James Robinson? I think I'd do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of trade that helps you win leagues, but it also could help you lose a league. It's scary with James Robinson. You know, like I said, there's still risk. You know, he's going to the Jets, you know, and everything like that, but it's still risky because he hasn't played yet. But Amon-Ra, I mean, he got healthy, he got back, he got hurt. And that's scary because Amon-Ra, I've been trying to trade for Amon-Ra since the season started. And now I'm a little scared. I'm a little hesitant because this dude come out and got hurt again. But Amon-Ra has the potential, you know, if he can stay healthy, he's going to be a monster. So if you're not trying to win the week, if you're trying to win the league, I think you got to take risk. And this is a risk I'd take.
Yeah, Amon-Ra, I think it was he had some motor instability, so they thought he was concussed. Turns out he wasn't concussed. So, I mean, it wasn't that ankle injury. So that's something to, you know, just to monitor, just to note, you know what I mean?
I didn't hear that it wasn't concussed. I thought he had a concussion. I'm like, man, this dude cannot stay healthy.
Right. Man, ended up with Foreman and Chuba Hubbard there. He was like, I don't know who it's going to be, but I'm going to get him. Dude grabbed them both up. Yeah. I like Amon-Ra. I like James Robinson. I think it's I would take the trade for sure. And Patriot Sports Radio agrees. Yes, he says.
And I just want to throw out there, this takes a lot of factor in it. You probably grabbed Foreman and Hubbard for nothing off the waiver wire last week. Mm-hmm. So that makes the trade even better. You know what I mean? It puts just the cherry on top for free. I mean, you're basically trading Jalen Waddle and a couple waiver wire ads for Amon-Ra and James Robinson, and I would do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We got any more questions going? I ain't got nothing else for the Ravens and Bucks game. Do you, Trey?
That's it. That's what I got for that game. But I do got a little trivia for you if you're ready for it.
Oh, I hope so. What do you got, buddy?
Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, your boys and everything like that. So, I mean, you know, let's just get some trivia in there. So, only two quarterbacks have beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. Can you name those two quarterbacks?
Eli Manning and Nick Foles.
Hey, he knows his Brady. Eli Manning in 08 and 2012 twice. And then Nick Foles in 2018. Good job. All right. This is not, you know, this is a little different question, but the only Super Bowl quarterback from the University of Georgia. So the only quarterback that went to University of Georgia to win a Super Bowl.
Ooh, okay. This is just, you know, this is just anybody right out there. Yeah. Are they currently
he's a starting quarterback in the league.
Still.
Right. And won a Super Bowl and played at Georgia. The only one from Georgia to win the Super Bowl.
Was it a recent, like within the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Last 10 years. Let me talk this out a little bit. Who do we got? We got Brady. It's not Brady. So four of those are out, right? All right. Matt Stafford, baby.
You got it, baby. Let's go. Matthew Stafford, you know when he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know why that took me so long to get to, but
all right. Now, last question. Are you ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
Which NFL team has the lowest win percentage of all time?
I hate you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Let's go. He's 3 for 3. Give it up for Bandy.
Oh, that's you're trying to hurt me, bro. Brown's close, but had to be my boys over there. That's all right, though. That's all right. We got a quick question here from Coden, the Colts fan. Is it time to drop Brady?
Well, I'll let you answer that one, Brady.
Nope. Hold on to him. How many times have they counted your boy Brady out? How many times have they said he's washed, he's done for, tried to retire this man? Now, granted, he wasn't 45 years old at the time, but he was still way older than any quarterback should have been still playing at an elite level. Hold on to Brady. He's going to get it working. He doesn't want to be embarrassed like this. I'm telling you. He's got a lot going on in his life. He's going to figure it out, bro. You'll see. Don't drop Brady. Not in the gag bag. We got a question up here. Cameron Walker asks, who should I try trading Debo for? My running backs are weak and hurting me. Debo, he wants to throw out one of those elite players to, you know, help fix his team a little bit. I like the strategy. I'm glad that you're willing to let go of a guy. But, I mean, what do you got, Trey? I mean, depending on what's there, we don't really know. But what do you think's a fair trade for Debo?
I would say, in my opinion, I would go get me some Miles Sanders.
Ooh.
I think that's a straight-up good value. You got the Debo name and not the production. You got the terrible name of Miles Sanders, who I think is going to step up even more than he already has. I like that trade straight across. But if I were you, I would take Debo and a piece and go get somebody great. Because that's how I trade.
Yeah.
So take you some, I don't know who else you have on your team, but take you like a Debo and a waiver wire wide receiver that has produced the last couple weeks that you've had and go out and get an ETN or something like that. I think you could do that pretty easily.
If anybody is willing to let go of ETN, maybe you could get Pierce.
Kenneth Walker. I mean, all these guys, I think if Debo and a piece that would be worth a shot at least to shoot them a trade. Now you got those people that don't trade for nothing and you just let those people go and you go find another team.
Yeah, we got a couple of those in our league for sure. I love the question. Let's see. We think we got another one. Alex Pierce or Paris Campbell. Well, first, we'll do this one first from Nick. Alex Pierce or Paris Campbell. We kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but we'll get into it again for you.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, they're both valuable. Alec Pierce, if they're both on your waiver wire, I really think it's a toss-up with Sam Ellinger coming in there to pick which one. I like Paris Campbell more. I think Bandy likes Alec Pierce more. I mean, it's a toss-up, but either one I think is valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I like Alec Pierce, honestly. I think Ellinger's going to come in and do big things, but we don't know. We don't know who he's going to favor, and he most likely is going to. And Caden, the Colts fan, says, don't trust any Colts wide receivers this week, Nick. Man, maybe he knows something about Ellinger that we don't, buddy. let's see. I think that's it. I think that's it. If there's no more questions.
One quick thing. Patriot Sports Radio says, is Boyd a start in week 8? You'll have to come to the Start Sit Show on Friday to find that out. And we'll have a special thing going on for you. So you better come check us out.
Yeah, absolutely. Friday's show is going to be a good one. It's going to be a banger. Guys, if you're here right now, please hit that like button for us. That helps us out so much. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell. Do something for us. Before I keep going, should I trade Brady and Keenan for Dak?
No. Mm-mm. Keep your Brady and Keenan.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Dak is just not looking very good. Neither is Brady. Don't get me wrong. But I think Keenan tried to come back a little too early. But I think Keenan's going to be solid for you if he can stay healthy. And like I've said, Brady's going to get it together. Jim, still here from Twitch. Should I pick up Dalton or keep Hockenson?
I'm assuming that's Andy Dalton. And that would depend on what, you know, what you're working with. I don't know your whole team, so it'd be hard to make that decision. But what do you think?
That's a tough one. I'm trying to think if there's a tight end with the name Dalton.
Not that I know of. Dalton, Andy Dalton's the only Dalton I know.
That's what I was thinking. Badass, I'll be there. Patriot Sports Radio, we love those guys over there. Yeah, I don't know. Hockenson, I don't know, maybe. Hockenson is kind of one of your boom or bust tight ends. That's the only problem. Like,
yeah, it's hard to get rid of Hockenson.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, that's all we got, Trey.
That's it, man.
Or is it? We got another question. We're going to answer. Why not? Dalton Schultz, Trey.
Okay, that makes more sense. So Dalton, I would keep Schultz. Dalton Schultz with Dak back. I would keep Dalton Schultz over Hockenson.
I'm thinking about last names. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Bam says, just got offered a mega deal. I get Jay Jettis, Mark Andrews, Waddle, and Rex for Debo, Keenan, Romeo, Rondell, Muth, and Hunt. Except, I think I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it. Do it. Absolutely. That one was easy. I need an easy button. Hey, George Cook says, I traded Swift and Ertz for Kelsey. W? Still have Barkley, Walker, and Pierce at running back.
W. Easy button.
Bling. Yeah. Blink. But yeah, that's good, man. Man, your team is balling over there, bro. George Cook.
Barkley, Walker, and Pierce. I mean, that sounds like you're going to win your league.
Yeah. Walker is freaking amazing, dude. That dude, guy, just when you think, okay, maybe it was a rarity, just something, you know, maybe he's going to be okay. He'll produce a little, boom, he gets it. And George says also start 2 between AJ Brown, T Higgins, and Mike Evans.
T Higgins and Mike Evans.
You think?
Just because of the Thursday night game and the high upside for Mike Evans, if Brady comes back and shows up and shows off on Thursday night, that's what I would do.
That's the thing. Is he going to show up and show out? I hope so. I think Mike Evans is embarrassed over not catching that ball. And I think you're right. T. Higgins and Mike Evans is the call. Although A.J. Brown coming off of a bye week might be well rested and ready to go. I don't know. but I like T. Higgins and Mike Evans as the pick. I'm willing to put my faith in it there.
I hate A.J. Brown.
George Cook says, forgot to mention I have Burrow at quarterback, so Higgins has more appeal. Whew. Yeah. Jesus, dude.
Stacking
killing
up.
It. I got that same stack in our league, bro. I love it. Jim says, when should I try to pick up Deshaun? I have Kyler, and his bye week is the same as when Deshaun comes back. If you got space, grab him, dude.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, just as soon as you have the opportunity, because somebody's going to, you know, maybe even 2 weeks before he comes in, people will probably start looking at him. So just grab him up as soon as you get a chance. honestly, if I didn't have Kyler at the bye week when Deshaun comes back, I probably wouldn't even pick up Deshaun, but I like that as a good filler for a Kyler week.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I like it. Yeah, I think that's all we got.
We are done.
Absolutely, absolutely. Guys, hit that like button for us. Subscribe to the channel. JJim over on Twitch. Thanks for popping in. Thanks for staying, buddy. If you don't mind, go over to the YouTube channel, man. Hit us a subscribe over there, man. We're doing big things. We're about to be giving jerseys away, signed jerseys. They're in the mail on the way here as we speak. We're getting the Patreon rolling. Big things are coming, guys. Help support the podcast. We love it. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
Perfect. It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league. Can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be on ride or die.
It's your boy Bandy. Got my boy Trey over there. Fourth and Flex Podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.